Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 10th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed William Laud. One of the challenges of dealing with real humans is how rarely they fit into neat categories. Real people are never totally good or totally bad. And if you ever needed proof of that claim, you'd only have to look at the life of the man we remember today, William Laud. Rising to become the Archbishop of Canterbury in 1633, William Laud was a man of strong opinions. He was a close advisor to King Charles I and was a firm believer in traditional church practices. He was particularly critical of the liturgical changes the Puritans made during the reign of Queen Elizabeth. He restored east-facing altars, with rails and full frontals, among other things. Overall, he was a tireless advocate for continuity between the Church of England and the medieval church that came before it. Many of the most beautiful customs of the Anglican Communion are those that William Laud preserved through his work. Sadly, he was very harsh in the treatment he meted out to his opponents when they came before him in judgment. He was also widely criticized for his unwavering support of the divine right of kings and other unpopular policies of Charles I. In the end, he was indicted for treason by the Long Parliament and beheaded. Even those people who are strong followers of Laud's ceremonial would have to admit that his harsh treatment of the Puritans was not very nice. And many of those who would oppose his practices nevertheless would praise him for his support of the common people in certain disputes with their landowners. And who would not honor Laud for his prayer as he went to his death? The Lord receive my soul, and have mercy upon me, and bless this kingdom with peace and charity, that there may not be this effusion of Christian blood among them. Laud's strong commitment to the authority of the church and the state while he was in power didn't disappear when he found himself on the other side of the judicial bench. He surely would have appreciated the paradox in the reading appointed for today from Hebrews. Now discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Some would have Laud honored as a martyr, and some would not. But all should recognize him as one of the most honorable people in the history of the Church. Let us pray. Keep us, O Lord, constant in faith and zealous in witness, that, like your servant William Laud, we may live in your fear, die in your favor, and rest in your peace. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on January 12th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Aelred. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.